Andrew Schneider and KNIA KRLS Radio here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls Wrestling Team. And coach, obviously a lot of fun to be had here this winter with your girls. And one of the things that we do with a lot of our coaches is check in, especially with our new show, today's Lately Radio Sports page. We do a segment called Let's Get to Know. So shall we get to know you, Coach Hale?
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how you ended up here as a teacher at Pella.
Yeah, so I grew up in Mount Vernon, then went to Central College. And after I graduated there, my wife still had a year left of school, so I was subbing in the area. Initially got hired in Newton, but we still lived here in Pella. I was in Newton for 9 years, teaching a little bit of reading, little social studies, little math, little project Lead the Way, coaching some wrestling. And then positions opened up down here. There was a spot for PE, spot for wrestling, and stuff with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And those are three things that I'm really passionate about and wanted more time with family. So I cut out the commute and applied, got hired, and that's where I am now.
In terms of coaching then, how did you kind of go down that path? Because not every former athlete does that. And what were some? Who are some of the leaders that kind of maybe pushed you in that direction?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I just love being able to help people. That's what got me into teaching as well, is just the chance to impact and help people grow. And then it's hard to beat being around athletics in my mind, so I teach PE and I coach some wrestling and cross country, and you just get to stay around sports, be a little more active and all that. I had a lot of good coaches along the way, especially on the wrestling side. Like all the way through, I had Dave Ryan was the head of our youth club in Mount Vernon, and then Bill Thompson. He was my fifth grade teacher and also middle school wrestling coach, and he just taught me a ton about coaching and hard work and responsibility, just all those lessons and just all the things that that wrestling teaches you about life. And then in high school, head coach is Vance Light, who's an excellent coach. He's Hall of Fame for Iowa and everything. And then Aaron Truitt was an assistant that I really connected with along the way. So I've just been blessed all the way from my whole wrestling career, my whole sports career really too, and baseball and cross country and everything. Just a lot of really good coaches, a lot of good teachers through school, just showing me like the impact that can be made. And so kind of wanting to copy some of that.
Is there a book or a mentor in that case that really has kind of defined your philosophy, if you can? Or is there one book that maybe has or passage or a quote that sticks with you as a coach? Is it kind of a mix of things?
As far as stuff from like just people, it's just stealing this, taking that, borrowing that thing, you know, picking from a couple of things from people that you work with. Like on that, specifically on the wrestling side of things, all the people I mentioned before, getting to work with Matt Deal at some FCA camps and at Central was really impactful. Seeing some of the things that like Eric Van Clay does with the family atmosphere that he creates with his Central team. A lot of just picking just different pieces with all of that. Mike Kramer was an assistant that I coached with up in Newton. We were assistants together, and then when I got the head job, he was kind of my co-head coach, and I just learned a lot about like the wrestling side and everything there too. As far as passages go, I don't do a ton of reading, but the Bible is always a good book, and so I just look at verses similar to like everything you do it to please the Lord and not people, not man, right? And so everything that I'm doing is trying to bring honor to God. And trying to be a servant and trying to be a leader, because I think that's who he created me to be.
That's Adam Hale. We're getting to know him better here. This is the Lately Radio Sports page. So let's kind of change tone and timbre here. It's fun to get to know you as a coach, but let's get to know you behind the scenes. A question I typically ask in this, and it's always a heavy debate here in Iowa, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
It's Hawkeyes, hands down.
Oh, man, that was that. I couldn't even get the microphone over there. What's the background with the Hawkeyes? Is it, I guess, being in Mount Vernon, you're pretty close to Iowa City and all the great programs there.
That's a lot of it, yep. We're, 25 minutes from Kinnick and Carver, and so you grow up going to those things. And in the era of Tim Dwight and Lincoln McElravey, and it's just kind of the heyday of both football and wrestling. And just Iowa wrestling, obviously, is legendary. Tough program to beat. In a lot of ways, and so it's just fun to see.
Do you have a best in-person moment from like a game you went to at Carver or a meet or a match or anything?
There's been a couple, but I think the best, so one of my high school teammates his dad knew Lincoln McIlravey really well. And so, and Lincoln's a solid Christian. So my buddy's dad set it up that a few of my Christian teammates and I got to go down and we got to train with Lincoln at Carver in the Hawkeye wrestling room. Oh. And so we'd get to roll around a little bit and he'd teach us a little wrestling and then talk a little life, talk a little Jesus. And it was always fun. We usually ended practices with who can last the longest against Lincoln. And I think I held the record at like 42 seconds because I was just the smallest and could weasel my way through some openings a little longer than everybody else. But tough to top that, I think.
One of the things I've noted when I walk in the building and because I do lunch menus and stuff, is you rock it out here at PE. There's no little soft playlist here. No. So what are your go-to songs, whether it's here at PE or for you? Is there a couple go-to songs in your playlist to get the kids excited or just to get yourself hyped up?
I definitely pick songs that I like because I can't stand listening to other things all day, every day. The list, it's tough because I want it to be upbeat to keep kids moving. I want it to be clean, not just in words, but also in message for the most part. So I go with a lot of, we get a lot of Christian hip hop and rock. So you get like your Lecrae and your Skillet and Red and some of those bands in there. Once in a while, though, you got to sneak some Led Zeppelin or something in too, though, and keep it moving, you know. Get a couple dance songs in there as well and just see the kids break out into dance as in the middle of the games that we're playing. So, yeah, we crank it up pretty good in here, though.
I was about to say, yeah, I can hear it down the hall, and it is a fun environment. What would you say is your prized possession, or is there one thing that you have, memory moment, whatever it is, that you treasure the most?
Just family. It's people are more important than anything. So just family, my wife, my two boys. So my wife, Jacqueline, and I've been married since 2012, and we've got Nolan, who's 6 in the kindergarten in Miss Balk's class, and Case that's 3.5 and ready to cause some trouble in the new preschool building next year.
Oh boy. Hey, that my son's about to be in that preschool building too. We're going to be tearing it up there for a couple of years. And speaking of family, then, is there a family tradition of yours that you treasure the most in terms of like a trip, vacation, or some sort of this holiday thing? What would you say you enjoy about a tradition?
Yeah, we've got a couple different things. We bounce around the state a little bit for family Christmases. Jackie's got family in Decorah and then in the Des Moines area, and my family's out east in Mount Vernon still, so we kind of do the tour of Iowa as much as we can in the middle of wrestling season. It gets challenging, but my wife and I are also trying to get to all the Major League Baseball stadiums, so that's kind of our launching point for a lot of our family trips. We try to go catch a game and then stay a couple of days and see the sights that the city has to offer, and so it's been nice having our boys be able to jump in on a couple of those too.
Well, and obviously, you just told me this before the interview, you've lived in Pella a long time, but now you're finally here in terms of teaching in the district and being here. Not that you didn't have great experiences elsewhere, but right. I'm sure good to be home. What do you enjoy most about our community and our town and being a part of the school district?
Just echoing what you said a little bit, I love the previous district that I was in, Newton, and it was really tough to leave there, and the wrestling team and the students that I had and the people that I worked with, all really tough, all good things there. But it's just been really nice getting family time here. I think I didn't realize the impact that the commute had and just the difference that would make. But getting, you know, I get 1 hour 10, 1 hour 20 back every day that I get to spend with family. As far as the community goes, I think it's the nice small town feel, but you still got some of the bigger city things close. You've still got the college town and some of the things that brings. I like the faith and people focus that our district and our a large part of our community seems to have too, and just some of the openness that you can have with that.
Well, we've got kiddos waiting here for their class, so we're going to say a hello and a goodbye to Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team. It's good to get to know you a little better. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the time. Go Dutch.